Harry, what should we play? Yeah. Yeah. Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Ramo Ramo Hare Hare
Hare Krishna
Chapu Pada
Chapu Pada Chapu Pada
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, devotees, and welcome to our first teacher training program, the Holy Name. We organized this today just after the retreat we had here, because there are two ways how we can serve the Holy Names. One way is really to chant, improve our own chanting, and another way is to serve the Holy Name when we share it with others. And so we are in the process of creating something which is called the Kirtan culture. We are really thinking that when devotees finish with this retreat, they're going to be so nourished, and many of you already feel inspired and are already doing many things in presenting Krishna consciousness and especially focusing on Kirtan. So we were thinking it would be very nice to offer you this one session with Sachinandan Swami, where he would share his own experience in teaching japa and Kirtan, because it's slightly different than teaching other subject matters. And we would give you some practical tips and so on. You can ask questions, and we were also thinking to make it interactive as possible, so in the end we would like to make something like a group work with all of you. So to not keep it long, I will just come here to the agenda of this training. First, Maharaj is going to explain the aim or the purpose of this whole teacher training. Then he's going to speak about who is a teacher of the Holy Name. Then we will come to some foundational knowledge and to how to teach, really. And then we will come to something that's more practical, how to get started. We will tell you a story of success, some practical suggestions, and we will make the group work in the end. And yes, I will now ask Maharaj to start.
Thank you.
Energetic. I really want to start by telling all of you that with our retreats, which we give all around the world, we are really dedicated to develop a culture of chanting. A culture means not just, I guess, the knowledge, but there is a practice. There are examples to follow. There are almost recipes how to do things. A culture is really what supports something else. A culture of chanting is, in other words, all that which supports the chanting. And in our groups, in our retreats, we really concentrate on the individual devotees who come to the retreats and those who listen to the tapes and the recordings and those who read the books. It's something where we want to help individuals to chant. Now, we have decided that we also would like to establish a culture of chanting, and for that we need teachers. So from our retreats, we always offer a little session after the retreat, where we want to empower our retreat facilitators, or better is the word, facilitate our retreat participants, so that they can actually start to teach what they have learned. This has two aspects, two benefits. When you have understood something and you teach it, you understand it deeper. I think you have heard about this psychology of learning. Whenever you have learned something or you have understood something and you tell someone else, it becomes more established in your own heart. But the second benefit of facilitating others to teach kirtan and japa and kirtan is really that the idea gets spread. It's a very practical thing. So our aim today is, after you have come to the retreat, we would like to suggest to you how you can share your experience with others, which will help you to learn what you have understood in a deeper way, in a practical way, and which will also benefit others. Huh? This is the aim of this. So our first question was, who really can teach or share about the holy name? And the answer to this question is very much from our scriptures, from Chaitanya Charitamrita. The servant of the holy name can teach. Only someone who considers himself a servant of Krishna and a servant of Vaishnavas can actually teach something spiritual. If you go and think, I'm now doing this because I'm a great teacher, or I'm a great devotee, or I'm a great preacher, you won't be able to succeed. The holy name and Krishna will just not bless you. But if you do this as a service to the holy name and to the devotees, then you have the proper attitude. I think this is a common place amongst you. You know about this, you have heard it, because in this Bhakti Sangha group work, there is the word servant leader. I think you have all heard about this. If you find someone who is a servant, who is genuinely interested in your benefit, he wants to serve your growth and your spiritual advancement, then you are ready to listen to that person, isn't it? But it's someone who wants to teach us and explain to us, we are naturally suspicious. We only allow a Swami to take that role. Good. So to become a servant of the holy name, which is really at the core of spreading Krishna consciousness, you have two ways to become a servant. One is you must serve the holy name yourself. If you are not a good chanter and you want to speak about how to improve your chanting to other people, or how to make kirtan, people will not really follow what you say. That is definitely something. Yesterday we had a little discussion in our team. One of the members of our team came, and there were two of us discussing actually the teacher's training, how we will present it in Radha Desh. And then this devotee said to us, listen, you have just asked the people to do 64 rounds, but you yourself do something else. That's not good. You must show the example. And we had to think about the teacher trainings, but we did it we worked extra hard, and we immediately rushed to be with you and chant with you, because if you yourself don't show a practical example of having attachment to the holy name, your words will be empty. They won't reach the people. Only that which lives in your own heart will come alive in the person, in another person's heart to whom you talk. Only that which lives in your own heart can be in spiritual life, huh? Can be transferred to other people. That's very important. I think I mentioned this today or maybe yesterday, that as long as we are not convinced and not doing ourselves what we want others to, where we want to inspire others, we can't spread Krishna consciousness. You can spread the knowledge of how to make an elephant from a piece of stone, or you know, I'm speaking of a mason. You can teach a person to give an academic lecture, but you just, but the best thing to do, if you want to help someone teach about the Holy Name, you have to convince them to first of all become good chanters themselves. So to become, if you want to become a teacher of the Holy Name, become a servant of the Holy Name by directly doing your devotional practice. Then when you are strong in your knowledge or in your practice, you are able to share it with others, and the others will immediately embrace it and do it. Immediately, it's somehow infectious. I think we all know the story of the mother who had a child who was sick from, who had this diabetes, I think it's called, huh? And the mother wanted the child to stop eating sweets because the sweets were increasing the diabetes condition. So she brought her little boy to a sadhu and asked the sadhu to tell him to stop eating sweets because the boy would respect the sadhu. But the sadhu said, come back after 1 week. The mother waited for a week and then returned with her little boy. And then the sadhu looked at the boy and said, stop eating sweets. And the boy smiled like Philip and said, okay, and never ate sweets again. So the mother asked the sadhu, why didn't you say this one simple sentence 1 week ago? We could have saved ourselves the trouble to visit you a second time. And the sadhu just said, I was eating sweets at that time. good quantities of sweets I was eating every day. And how will my words carry power if I don't do what I talk about? This is a rule for, especially a rule for spiritual things. So become a servant of the Holy Name by becoming a good chanter in both japa and kirtan, and then you can share it with others and you will set their hearts ablaze. I would like to now speak a little bit about the type of knowledge which you can give to others. It's foundational knowledge, that is what you talk in the beginning to people. I have personally a great appreciation for this little formula called the Kirtan Arrow. And those of you who have written their names in the Amrita Vani, they will get an article about this in 5 sequences. But I must say, you don't have to teach this particular formula. I became convinced of it because when I did a deep study for many years of our scriptures, I could see these 5 principles which are taught there. And I could see that they did work. But I do encourage you to please teach only what you have realized and what lives in you, what you are convinced of. Then it will have power. But I'm more than willing to share my experience with you so that you can take everything, take things which you do like. I want to make very clear, and this is We discussed this many times in our little group. We want to just serve devotees who are enthusiastic about chanting. We don't want to spread our own particular realizations or outlook. It's not about us, it's about the holy name. Another very, very good process how to teach about the foundational knowledge is do I have a pen? Yes, I have a pen here. A realization which you might like to practice first of all. Would you like to give us your association, or you want to look for something? No, Bhagavati, we are your servants. Syamnam and Susan, if they are here. Syamnam is here, so you are half successful. And Susan is also here. Oh, you are 100% successful. Both of them. No problem, no problem. No problem. We are here to support you. What? I have a big body. Yeah, it's most probably. Let us. It's only for a brief period. See, a very simple foundational knowledge of good japa is that knowledge about alignment, which means really to be present in what you do, to be present with what you have, body, mind, and heart, or your emotions. I have taken this thing. There is a temple of the holy name. Actually, I want to... You will like this, my attempts to draw something. Has someone of you ever visited Sri Rangam? Come in. Better late than never. Has someone of you ever visited Sri Rangam? It is, you have to go through four walls. Mataji, welcome. Seven walls before you can have darshan of Ranganath. So, in good japa, you have to also go through three areas. That is, first align the body. You have to sit down. If you sleep on the floor, you can't actually have good japa. This is where you can even start, because we are on the physical platform. You can start with physical things involving the body. That is, you chant by pronouncing the whole mantra, not half of it, with your tongue, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. This is a physical activity in the beginning. You hear, you engage your ears. That's another physical process. It's listening or hearing with the organs. You try to create peace in your life by sitting down, or if you feel tired, then you walk, but you don't run around. You can walk very, very slowly up and down. Body, you engage your body in this. Then, just like in Sri Rangam, where you go through seven walls, I understand. You are from India, you know better. You go then through the second gate, and now we get a little bit deeper. We come a little bit closer to our goal. Our goal is to have, to realize, to go to Ranganath, to go to Krishna is our goal. That's the mind. You concentrate your mind. You talk about concentrating working with the mind. Like, remember how we encouraged you in our practices, to look, fix your gaze, look towards the altar or something, say, don't go all over the place so that you are unconcentrated. Learn to concentrate. And finally, the last gate which you can go through, or the last thing you can align is the heart. That is, you should connect with Krishna. You should not just concentrate make it a concentration exercise or a physical exercise, type of exercise to be present in mantra yoga. You bring your heart, your emotions, you chant in a prayerful mood. As Prabhupada said, this is the ultimate prayer, this Hare Krishna mantra. It should be done in a prayerful mood, involving your emotions, involving everything. And then something wonderful will happen. You will arrive before a closed door. Closed door. This is a door. Radha and Krishna might still not come. Ranganath might not come. I was in the Ranganath temple. We came for Mangal Arati. And there was first a veena player playing to wake Ranganath up for half an hour. Very nice ragas. But Ranganath would not wake up. Then they brought an elephant. They do this actually. And the elephant went, you know, alarm clock level 2, you know. But then after 5 times of brewing, Ranganath still did not get up. So we asked the pujaris what was the cause. And he said, Ranganath ate too much yesterday. There was a festival day and so many devotees had come from so many places and offered food. So Ranganath was sleepy. He ate late and therefore he wanted to get up late. The door remained closed. This is my point. Until finally we heard some bells from inside, the ring, 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 mantras, da 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 da, suprabhatam. And then the suprabhatam means good morning. And then the door opened, and Ranganath was in full view. The door needed to be opened up from the inside. The Lord had his fingers or the hand on the handle. So in the same way, for revelation of Radha and Krishna to happen in the Maha Mantra, this actually is absolutely up to Krishna. You can't force him. There is no technique, not even the technique of aligning body, mind and heart to the ultimate darshan. It's really up to Krishna. It's supposed to be a peacock feather. To open the door and reveal himself. I feel that's very important. There is no technique for the ultimate revelation. But what you can do is you can show Krishna that you are not indifferent to please him by using what you have and what is under your control, at least to some extent, the body, the mind, and the heart. You can align that. This is foundational knowledge, and you will find in our scriptures and from Prabhupada things about the body, things about that means hearing, speaking properly, sitting properly, the proper time, and so on. All these, all physical support for chanting. You will find things about mind, and concentration, and about chant feelingly. This is a feeling religion, and so on. Not now, let me just conclude this, and so on. I would like to make a short demonstration with you how you can teach a japa class, and then we will have questions if they are to the subject. Mm-hmm. Good. So please, my dear devotees, do we have an open window? Good. Sit properly. We are now in a teacher's training course, and we want to show you a little bit how you might be able to teach people or inspire people to chant in a proper way the Hare Krishna mantra, and in this way elevate the consciousness to Krishna consciousness. So I would like to now, you know, we are doing it now, what we talked about. Request all of you to chant with me a little bit the Hare Krishna mantra. And I would request you to concentrate on each name. So therefore, we will first chant very, very slowly all together. I will once chant with you for you, and then we will soon chant alone. No, I will once chant with alone and then with all of you. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna, Krishna. My aim here is to speak every holy name and to listen to every holy name. Hare, Hare, Hare. I'm at the moment concentrating on the name Hare. Rama. I'm now with Rama. Rama, Rama, Hare, Hare. Please join me. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare, Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, 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 Hare, Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare, Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama, Rama. Thank you. We will just do it very briefly. Now I will request all of you to chant on their own on the Japa Mala. And your task here is to take a wider frame that is one mantra at a time. You try to really listen whatever names are there in one Maha Mantra. Yes, is that clear? It's an exercise in concentrating, and what you will focus your attention on is your you know, the sound which you produce, and perceiving the sound, listening to the sound. And please do it alone. Here I come as it. See, when you teach people to chant in one voice, and then all of a sudden you break that and let them chant in their own voice, it's the different thing, and the mind feels a little, has to orient itself with a new sound. So here, it's good if you give them the mantra, the bigger frame, and in this way they will do. Okay. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Rama Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Rama Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama. Concentrate. Rama Rama, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Rama Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare,
And the next is the heart demon dimension, body, mind, and heart. Here you can tell people either to focus on a simple prayer like this one, oh my Lord, I have actually, what is it? Ayinanda tanuya kinkaram patitang mam vishame bhavan. I have fallen in this ocean of birth and death. Kindly save me by fixing me as a particle of dust at your beautiful lotus feet. Huh? Or you can tell your retreatees, your people, that you establish a connection with Krishna. My whole, emphasis in teaching japa retreats is really I want devotees to understand that there is a connection between the name and the person. Disconnected chanting is not doing the work for anyone. So one way to do this is to help them pray to Krishna and in this way connect with Krishna. Or you can ask them to have a deity, to look at a deity. I have a tape which was not really, which I did not find in the folio or so. I just had it. It was a small little tape. And there Prabhupada speaks to two devotees who were actually frustrated with the practice of Krishna consciousness and who wanted to leave. They came to say goodbye to Srila Prabhupada. And Prabhupada now had the work to try to encourage these devotees to stay and to give them a taste. And it was very interesting to see what Srila Prabhupada suggested to them. Srila Prabhupada told these devotees that they should simply go to the deity. They should sit in front of them, the deities, and they should just chant to them. Prabhupada taught the devotees that don't be disappointed in so many ways. Very good. Would be nice if the whole temple sings. Prabhupada told them that make a connection with Krishna. Krishna consciousness is not about what so many other people do or not do. Then the devotee said, but Prabhupada, it's not possible in your temple to sit down before the deities and just chant to them. The temple commander will say, and will come and ask me to do service. And he will for 8 hours I will have to be busy, 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 and can't concentrate on Krishna. Then Prabhupada very strongly interrupted the devotees. Tell the temple commander that you have the personal authorization from your spiritual master to sit before the deities and chant the holy name. And it was very interesting for me to note how Srila Prabhupada knew that in his young society there would be sometimes stress and there would be frustration and so on. But the remedy which he thought would work for everyone was to just to make a connection with Krishna. That's why we joined the movement. We wanted to become close to Krishna. We want to become devotees of Krishna. Huh? And if this is what you teach when you deal with the heart dimension. You are really encouraging people to make a connection with Krishna. So, I think, Lalita Manjari, you should convince your wonderful father to have more photos of Radha Gopinath everywhere. That would be nice if we would have now one and we could focus on them. But sometimes it also helps to just close the eyes and make a connection with the deities within your heart. Now, I do see that we had a long retreat. And I will not go now through this last exercise, but when the atmosphere is like this, you can ask people to chant to the deities, huh? Or to chant with a prayer. As far as foundational knowledge is concerned, maybe you can go two pages in front. As far as foundational knowledge is concerned, I would like to recommend a few books where you can learn more about the holy name. There is a book on quotations with Srila Prabhupada. It's this big. It's a compilation, and you will find many quotations. But I want to tell you a wonderful book, which I have seen is really the best book on Srila Prabhupada's quotation, is just coming out by Torchlight. It's a very big book, and I have the PDF file, but I can't give it to you. I have promised not to give the book out. And I saw it. It was really very, very nicely put together. Lectures by Srila Prabhupada. Really a wonderful book. It's printed out in England, I believe, for me, and I soon will have it. That is a good thing. Watch it. It comes on Torchlight Publications. There is by Bhujan Prabhu, Japa is a wonderful book with so many deep insights. Mahanidhi Maharaj has published a very good compilation and very complete. I mean, he's really gone through a lot in the art of chanting. I have also written The Nectarian Ocean of the Holy Name. It's really not so much my own book. It follows the guideline of Harinam Chintamani and discusses the subjects which were given there. And then there's a book called Nam Rahasya for more advanced chanting. And there are CDs by many facilitators of Japa retreats. Giriraj Maharaj has given retreats and so on, which have different content than the one which I'm able to offer. So you can please refer to these books and CDs to get more foundational knowledge. But I found out that really the way to put it together and structure it, a very simple formula is align body, mind and heart, because that's what the conditioned soul has and that's what he can engage in Krishna service. No? So, now we are halfway through and we can make a little pause for questions. There was a question by you, and if you have other questions, this is now the chance to ask the question. Yes, what is your question?
Difficult to only listen because Prabhupada said you should only hear. But for me, it's kind of, it becomes mechanical and then I kind of lose what the chanting is about. But as usually, the body, okay, we start with hearing, but then we go deeper in concentration and then we go into the emotions. And once I'm in the emotions, and then there is a connection. And the prayers, mm-hmm. And then it's like
then it's easier to listen.
It's hearing, and it's the person and the emotions. It goes like this. I mean, in my chanting, it goes like that. It's not only hearing; yes. It's like.
I understand what you say, mm-hmm. And I think in Prabhupada's teachings, this is really also implied. This is there. Prabhupada used a lot of his energy to talk about Krishna and who is Krishna, so that we can, and who are we? We are not the body, so that we can listen in the right mental environment. This is important. If someone speaks to me, have you sometimes noted someone speaks to you and you somehow switch off, mm-hmm. And you don't any longer hear what the other person says because. By switching off your mind, you lose the connection to this person. I'm terrible in listening because I have so many ideas. And sometimes I find myself, I listen to someone, and I listen, and then there's an idea in my mind which is much stronger and more interesting than what I hear. And I'm connected with this, and then I'm, sorry, I just was not present. Can you repeat again? This, if you want to listen to a person, you need to be connected to the person. If you want to listen to Hare Krishna, you need Madhuri. You just switch off because you fell asleep. No?
No.
Good. You meditated. What I want to say is, if you listen to a person, you must... If you want to listen to Hare Krishna, you must be connected with Hare Krishna. It's very important. Therefore, Bhaktivinoda Thakur says, Sambandha, that is Sambandha Jnana. Sambandha means connection, knowledge of the connection. That implies, who are you, who's Krishna, and why should you connect? It's so important. That mental environment must be there. Otherwise, you listen but lose the connection. So often we have this. We are with someone, and for some reason, we are no longer in the environment, we are no longer connected, and we don't hear the person any longer. It's the same, or much stronger, it happens with Krishna's holy name. If we are not in that environment, in that devotional environment, in this devotional mood, we lose the connection to the person. Yes. But please, when Prabhupada says, chant Hare Krishna and listen, that's all. Don't forget that Prabhupada said before this, he wrote how many books? More than 30 books? No? Many books. And taught you Sambandha Jnana. So you should have that. And then when you listen, it works. You must be switched on. More foundational. Who wants to ask another question? Your good name?
Raja Krishna.
Raja Krishna Prabhu. Yes.
Thank you, Maharaj. Sometimes when I chant the holy name, I try to, when I say Hare, to, you know, especially in Kirtan, to visualize Shrimati Radharani, some deities that I've seen, and sometimes when I say Krishna or Rama, I try to have an internal vision of Krishna. The question is, in a sense, so that I acknowledge whose name I'm chanting, do you think that's a good practice?
I think it is good to come into to acknowledge whose name you're chanting, but you must be careful in putting your own visions over the revelatory power of the holy name. What I mean with this is, let the holy name reveal, and so on. But if you have already your plan, I want to see this, and then I look at this, the picture, this picture, you don't leave a place for the holy name to actually reveal. But it's definitely good to step into the presence of Krishna. Krishna, I'm chanting now your name. There are prayers which are great in our tradition, prayers to the Japamala and prayers to the holy name before you start, which are all prayers to acknowledge that you are now chanting Krishna's name. It's important for the connections, because only when you have a connection will you listen. Otherwise, when you lose the connection, you will stop to listen.
So that cannot be taken as the second step of concentrating the mind. That cannot be an exercise that could.
It can be. Bhaktivinoda Thakur says we should, the person who chants should actually think of Krishna, or if he can't do this, he should sit before the deities and look at Krishna. The whole idea is connection. But I'm only cautioning, like I think Prabhupada would do, and like you will hear his sincere followers doing, about imaginating things too much. And then I think we have heard many lectures how that can be wrong. You know that. Ranga Deviji.
Hi, Krishna Maharaj. My question relates more to sharing Kirtan and Holy Name with new people who may not be devotees yet. Is it appropriate to ask it?
Yeah.
Okay, so in some of the forums I've been trying to share Kirtan with, I've been trying to help them relate to the Holy Name in the context of what it can do for them. So sometimes I'll take them into a meditation, which will be something to do with how the Holy Name can help them to, for example, gain more perspective on their life or to feel more connected to others. I've written different meditations, but they don't relate so much to them connecting with the mantra as a person, because, well, firstly, they may not really be familiar with God as Krishna, and I'm just wondering if you have any suggestions on a way into them connecting with the Holy Name being a personality, because I find this very difficult. I'll often say, so now let's pray to mantra to help us to deal with each other in more of a loving way, or let us now, when we chant, try to just hear and offer all we can to this divine vibration which invokes those personalities that it describes. So I'll make reference to it a little, but not strike it head on. Yeah. Just wondering.
Yeah. And when we all of a sudden speak about Bhagavan, we feel they might not take it. I think, Ranga Devi, that we must be very careful in giving the real knowledge. Mm-hmm. And I think we feel awkward when we exclaim, let's go into the divine presence, and so on. I think we can talk about Krishna consciousness as long as we avoid a sectarian view, that people think they just have to see it like our group sees it, says it. I think that's what people react to more than anything, a sectarian. And they would say sectarian or, you know, outlook. And we have to speak in a universal terms a little bit. But I really see Kirtan, you know, But I, for instance, when I talk little things about Krishna to my audience, which I know they will love. For instance, I introduce Krishna as with a story. Once there was this great yogi, Durvasa Muni. He came to Vrindavan where little Krishna played, and Krishna jumped on his lap. And Durvasa Muni said, "This cannot be God, he's like a little child." Then Krishna began to tuck as his beard so that the head of the yogi went down. And the yogi got even more irritated. At that moment, Krishna opened his wonderful mouth and breathed in, and as Durvasa Muni was pulled into the mouth of Krishna, he saw himself in the universe, you know, and all of a sudden, my God, this Krishna, the people think this is really, he's present everywhere, and the universe is in him. I can relate to that type of God, you know, but you have to just see what are their hang-ups. They think personality limits. So you must present an unlimited Krishna, an unlimited personality. That's why they are against personality. But I agree, Ranga Devi, you can't talk in devotional terms to a non-devotional audience. You rub them the wrong way, and they feel awkward. You know, like when you go like this, you feel good, but when you rub the you have to be a little careful and tactful, and we can talk more about it, because I don't know if you know, Ranga Devi is a yoga teacher, and she has a yoga group in the university, and she did arranged a wonderful program in the Central London University. Eat, what else? Eat, sleep,
pray,
and what?
Love.
And love, yes. And
it was Anand, actually, yeah. I just helped.
Yeah, and we did eat, pray, and love, and it was so well attended, and it was all about Krishna consciousness, divine love, at the end at least. So you have to, we can talk more about this personally, but I don't, you have to be audience sensitive when you preach. That's the rule. First question is, who is my audience and how do they view what I say? And then say it in a way that they see it in a way you want them to understand. Yes, this will be the last question. But
I have been similar to what she
yes.
mentioned. I have often people ask me, why not Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya? Why not Om Narayana, Namo Narayana?
Yeah.
Why Hare Krishna? It's all the same. It's the name of the God. Glorifying the Lord. And I kind of answer saying that you're having a relationship with Krishna. And you said, but I'm not quite sure if I'm...
I think when you do a program for outsiders, you should have Vaishnav mantras, like Om Namo Bhagavate, Vasudevaya, Govinda Jaya Jaya, Gopala Jaya Jaya, things which are resonating with our Vaishnav tradition, because that we can. I personally don't find it objectionally to chant Shiva 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 Shambhu, Shiva 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 Shambhu, because I'm addressing Lord Shiva in my Vaishnava understanding as the greatest of all of Krishna's devotees who brings people to Krishna. We have next to our Juhu Beach temple a big Shiva temple, and many devotees who are now in the Juhu temple, many have told me that they came first to the Shiva temple, and then Shiva appeared in their dreams and sent them to Radha Rasa Vihara. I really, many, I was surprised. Many of the devotees who are connected with Shri Radha Rasa Vihara and Juhu were visitors and worshippers in that Shiva temple. Shiva is like this. He's a devotee. He wants those who have the adhikar to worship his Lord. So I find it not objectionable, but And the people can very easily connect to Shiva somehow, because Shiva is more in charge of areas where they are still very active. That is Tamagun. He's a threshold walker. He walks from one area to another. But sometimes devotees don't have established a connection with Shiva and don't feel comfortable, and I think one has to respect that also, the devotional feelings. But in general, I think for outsiders, you should be a little variegated. And when I introduce the Maha Mantra, I say this is not about entertaining with different words, it's a process of purifying the heart. I saw Prabhupada chanting Hare Krishna in a public program in Germany, a lot of Hare Krishna, and people said, this is hypnotizing music, you know, always the same. That's what you do in hypnosis. You always say the same affirmation again and again, and then somehow it gets in your subconscious. So they said, this is a hypnosis. Prabhupada said, no. It's purification. You need to be purified. I still remember. I thought it was brilliant. So, let me summarize.
Just when you want to teach, be clear what you want to teach, what you can teach, some type of structure, some type of formula. As I said, this was an easy one with the body, mind and heart. And you can see this type of knowledge is more explained on a more advanced level in the Kirtan arrow. So that's how I would do it. But again, please don't do it like Sachinandan Swami. This is take what works and then what starts to live in your heart. And then how to teach. Next point. I feel this is so important that I repeat it again. A teacher does not only transfer knowledge, but experience. Real teachers who really change your life have experience on what they talk about. By the force of experience, it's much more powerful. I remember Prabhupada had written something which we had put in our temple in Schloss Rettershof. He said, talk about what you have realized. That carries weight and strength. Because there is a rule in communication. What is in your heart reaches the heart of others. Have you ever seen a child who loves you? A little child cannot speak. I know two children who love me very much, and I love them also. Little Radhika and Nimai. And Radhika just stands before you. She doesn't speak, she opens her arms and she runs and she has your leg and you can't move and meet her any longer. Then, you know, in her heart is love, and then you just respond in kind. Or Nima, cries when you leave the house. Really existential crying. There's nothing to stop him, and you know he loves me and he has not even said it to you. It's in his heart. Heart talk is more important than word talk. So, therefore, what's in your heart, that reaches the heart of others. Very important. How to teach? If you want to be successful, Prabhupada said, in spreading Krishna consciousness, you should always, this is the next point, connect with Krishna. Therefore, any speaker of Krishna conscious knowledge will first say the Mangala Acharana. Om
Agyanti Marandasya Jananjala Salakaya Shakshun Militam Dainai Tasmai Si Gurave Namaha Vandeham Si Guru Shijuta Padakamalam Si Guru Vaishnavansha. And so on and so forth. Whole Mangala Acharana. If you forget it, and you are good-hearted, Krishna will, it's all right. But next time, you have to remember it. It's very important. Let me tell you a secret about giving lectures. I have to give many lectures, as you could see, during the last days. And sometimes I'm so fired up about my knowledge, I just forget the Mangal Archana prayers. It's just, and you can do it one time, but if you do it a second time, boom, the words don't come for you from your lips, you don't reach your audience. You need to be connected. And this Mangal Archana prayers help us to be connected. You can also do it simply, Namaham Vishnu Padaya Krishna Pistaya, and then Sri Krishna Chaitanya, and then Hare Krishna Hare Ram. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Krishna. Yeah, I made it short, you know. So, connection, so important. Teacher needs to be connected to connect others. And then, I would like to say, you have to empower the people. You have to give them the feeling that you want them to learn something which they apply and which they can also talk about others. The worst mistake a teacher can do is to bind people to his personality. Bondage to the personality is death, because the student will not develop any further and develop the knowledge. I would like to tell you a very nice story, one of my favorite. Do you know what is a sultan? Sultan is like a ruler in Arabic, in sultan. Do we say sultan? Sultan. So there was this one sultan. Oh, you will like this. It's a story about teaching. This one sultan was very sick. Already for 15 years, he was lying in his bed. It became so bad that people had to come to the bed and wash him. He couldn't go to the bathroom on his own. So he asked all the doctors of his country to please come and help him. And they came, but they couldn't help him. And he became so frustrated that he said, okay, any teacher, any doctor who comes and cannot help him, he gets decaptivated. So at the end, this was in his 20th year of the disease, he had a long row of heads outside before the town. So then one day he came to, he called his minister and said, I'm dying. Is there no doctor who can cure me? And the minister said, well, you have killed all the doctors. But there is one doctor left. But I'm afraid I don't want to bring him to you because he speaks very offensively, very aggressively. Bring him, please. He is a good doctor, the minister continued. He has cured everyone who came to him. 100% curing success. Bring him. I'm afraid. Because if I bring him, said the minister, he might say something to you which totally upsets you. It won't... No. Okay, said the minister, I can bring him under one condition, that for 1 hour you allow him to speak to you how he wants. And you forbid your guards... Hare Krishna. the right room, but Rupa Manuel, kannst du irgendwie die Tür von dem, oder kann man das leiser machen oder nee? Gut, gut. It takes 5 minutes. Just joking. So do you agree, said the minister, on this condition? For 1 hour he can say whatever he wants with you, to you. Okay, said the Sultan. The second condition which the doctor has is you must instruct your guards that whatever you tell them in this 1 hour, they will not follow it, they will ignore it. The minister pleaded with the Sultan, you have no other chance, there is no other doctor, you are 20 years sick, it gets worse every day, you will die in 1 week if you don't go to this doctor. Sultan said, all right, bring him. So the doctor came in, and he looked at the Sultan, he was lying there, and he said, you dirty fool. Because he had not washed himself, you know, he was really ill. Sultan said, what is your cure? He said, my cure is to fulfill 3 dreams of myself. And the first thing I will do, and he took a cake, I always wanted to give you the sauce. You have to listen. I always wanted to give you the sauce because you are such a big sultan. The sultan said, called out, guards! Capture him and kill him! But the guards were too afraid to obey the order of their sultan, who had said, don't listen to me when I call you. The second desire which I want to fulfill, said the doctor, is I wanted to beat you because of all the evil things. And the third desire, by that time the Sultan, who was all the time lying like this, remembered, I have a sword at the cupboard. And he went to get the sword. This was the first time after 20 years where he moved. Earlier, the doctor had said, I had forgotten this, you have to put the fastest horse in the kingdom with a bag of gold before the city gate. And he was moving towards the fastest horse in the which was placed before the gate of the town. And the Sultan, who had by now the sword, was moving after him. He got on a horse somehow, and he started to gallop after the doctor. But the doctor had the fastest horse in town. It just ran away, or sped away, and then the Sultan galloped after him, but all his people, the hour was over, all the guards got on their horses, our Sultan lives, and they galloped after him, wow, yoo-hoo, you know, and he runs like a young man, and when they came to the Sultan, they found him on the floor, laughing, and said, this is the best doctor. He cured me. He needed 1 more month to become totally cured. So the doctor was empowering the Sultan to become happy, healthy. Also happy, but healthy. I feel as teachers, you have to somehow enable people
to do their own practice and live their own lives, and in this way empower them. And when people see that you have this in as your main mission, they have trust in you, they have faith in you, they know this person wants to do me good. He doesn't want me to be bound to him and his teachings for the rest of his life. He wants us to apply the teachings and become spiritually self-reliant people. I think this is an interesting concept. With this concept, I have not spoken about learning from a guru. I have not spoken against, I must make this clear. We are not talking as a teacher of guruship. You know, that is something, it's a committed relationship between disciple and teacher. I'm talking about an ethos in teaching, that we want to help people apply what we teach them. And when people see that, I want to repeat this, that you selflessly want to serve their spiritual growth, they are very, very, very happy with you, and they learn very easily from you, and they have faith in you. How did you like my story with the Sultan? It is an amazing story to think about, isn't it? There are similar stories in our Indian tradition, but I wanted to bring a little culture from a different culture to you. Now, we are almost there. Should I continue, or do we need a little pause? I'm sorry? Continue. I think also we are eager to close this session to you know. Is it all right for all of you? Yeah? We will soon have more active things where we get. I want to now ask the question, how to get started, what to do when you come home. I think that's really of the greatest interest for you. My first tip to you is implement in your own life what you have learned. You know, that is, go over your notes. I also want to give you, if you have not yet reached this, a little, you know, we have printed so many of these beautiful Kirtan arrows, so that we have to distribute them. You can take some, you can take one for you, and maybe two or three for your friends. Huh? Not too much. Please don't take more, and then it's dead paper in your cupboard, which doesn't speak to people because you don't give it to people. So let them be alive, these Kirtan arrows. That is, give them to people who practice them. I will give you later. So, first of all, start with your own life. This is the most important instruction. Let it become alive in your own life. Let it be in your pores. Let it be on your tongue. Let it be in your heart. Let this chanting induce you, and so on. That's the first thing. And then the second is, share what you learned immediately. Maybe you would like to invite a friend to your house and just give them a summary of the Kirtan retreat soon. Or maybe you want, how did you like this movie today? It was interesting, isn't it? I thought it was a piece of art. What did you think, Philip? It had some voice. You can download such things and share immediately. That's very important. I have noted in my own life something which I want to give you as a little secret for preaching or sharing. I had somehow, when I was very young,
in Krishna consciousness, one devotee told me, whatever you have heard, talk it to someone else and it will stay in your heart. And my dear devotees, most of what I know from Prabhupada's books is from that time, because I immediately, like all of us, read all of Prabhupada's books to get to know what is Krishna consciousness. And I always shared points with others. At that time, I was young. I was not giving lectures because I was too young to do that. But I would always share it with my friends. I would always, from before, I would go to my school and give lectures in the school. I was very active in young days. I would go to different places. When I would always share it. Do you know what I have read? Again. Download everything. And then I listened to this lecture of Prabhupada. You know, no one could get away from me because I wanted to remember this, what I had read, and I shared it immediately. My suggestion is, don't do it like a German young bhakta who is a little aggressive. Do it with people who like to hear from you. And immediately you will see it will stay in your life. It will stay with you. Share immediately what you have learned. Share it with friends. We will soon hear an example from the Belkanes, where they have made kirtan sanghas. Call people together to your home. Learn maybe one melody on a harmonium. Even I know one melody on the harmonium. I mean, I know to sing many, but I'm not so good in instruments. Somehow I have something with instruments. It was because I was forced to learn violin and guitar. And one day I went to my guitar teacher and said, I have to play these Alle meine Entchen, you know, these German folk songs. But I want to play like Jimi Hendrix. Who is Jimi Hendrix? Asked the teacher. Next time I come, I bring a record. And then we heard the record, and he heard the Jimi Hendrix music, and he said, never heard something like that. And he said, how would you play this? It's very difficult to play. I said, that's the point, and that's what I want to learn from you. Therefore, I have a teacher. And he couldn't teach me. So from that time, I stopped playing instruments, only little cartels. But even I have learned the simple Hare Krishna melody on a harmonium. I don't know if I could do it now for you, but you are much more intelligent than me. Please learn something. Learn cartels, learn instruments. Invite people and sing at your homes. It's very nice. It will attract the blessings of Krishna. And maybe organize Nam Yajnas in your place. Do something in service of the holy name. This is my suggestion, and I would like to now give the word to my assistant Banu Nandini and I think Philip, and they will tell us a little bit about a unique project which they started in the Belkanes and which branched out, and you might get some inspiration on this subject of how to get started. But I would, bring my recommendations to two points. Implement the knowledge and the practice in your own life, and then invite, share it with others. How you do the sharing, either in personal talks with a friend, or by making little groups, making a Krishna conscious kirtan sangha in your home, or by organizing it. It's entirely up to you and your personality. You may be a personality who's very good on one-on-one talks. You may not be an organizer of events and you may feel shy to invite many people, no problem. Then have it with your then have discussions with your friends. To be a teacher is absolutely independent from the form in which you teach. No? Form is not important. The form should be should correspond to your nature. But teaching really means to share an experience with others. Teaching spiritual knowledge. We speak of spiritual knowledge. Sharing what's in your heart. You know, sharing what you do, what you have realized. And then it's powerful and it's very convincing and very pleasing. And everyone can do that. Okay, so I will ask you, Banu Nandini, to talk. I'll just sit a little bit on the side.
Thank you very much for pointing out this important three points about connecting first to Krishna in the Sambandha relationship, knowledge which Bhaktivinoda Thakur presented to us and which you taught us also during this retreat, and really living always in this consciousness, and then from there feeling as a servant, actually, really, and looking after the benefit of others, which I've noted down really as the prime or the essentials of being the teacher and presenter of the Holy Name. Yes, we wanted to share with you something which we call the story of success. And why we call it this way is because it's a kirtan project which was done and started in the Balkans. And you must know Balkans, it's former Yugoslavia, if you talk of these countries. And their kirtan is really not at all known, or was not at all known 2 years back. And we were really thinking about how to start something, how to present kirtan, and when people don't even know what it means. It's not like in America or like in the UK, where there are many yoga schools, many yoga societies, kirtan is spread around and so on. And we call it the story of success because it really shows how when you do something almost courageously for the mission of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and if you put your faith almost like blindly, you know that kirtan is the Yuga Dharma, and that if you serve the Yuga Dharma, you will be supported the Dharma. That was really how it all started. And when devotees were asking, but aren't you who are doing this really, aren't you at all afraid that nobody would come to this project like you were imagining it to be, you know, to bring kirtan really outside, to bring it on a big high scale, you know, level and present it like something wow, and everybody will accept it and just sing the holy names. And so our motto was, well, Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita, Arjuna, I have already killed all those soldiers, you just be my instrument. And because this whole, not instruction, but kind of desire and inspiration came from Satchananda Maharaj to do this program or this project, this was really our faith on which we kept on holding, and we said, okay, let's do it. So how to bring kirtan in countries where really nobody has ever heard of it? They know about devotees, they know that we're singing in the streets, but how to distinguish this now, that they don't understand it's, you know, it's a Hare Krishna typical program and I don't want to go there. And so Satchananda Swami, he became friend, a little bit acquainted with Krishnadas, and he said that it would be very nice if he and Krishnadas would make a tour in the Balkans, in the five countries, in five towns, five big cities, and okay, let's make it now. So we had to really face the thing of how do we name this, you know, tour? What do we do? Okay, we are having a tour, but if you say Krishnadas is coming, everybody's going to be connected with the Hare Krishnas, you know, because of the name. And the situation in Serbia is especially strong because the church is really making big propaganda, like we are the sect, and please don't have anything with the devotees and so on. So what if you publicize this? And what will the media say to us? And we had so many questions. So we all gathered together in a team. Philip was there, and one very nice devotee was a theater director, Splemo. And Sundarananda Prabhu, Temple President from Zagreb, and so on, and we were discussing. And then it came out that the best thing to do would be, let's make it like an international mantra meditation tour to present it like this. We have an international artist, and let's give a name to this tour. So we were thinking, what would be really the catchy name and so on, and we named it Yoga is Music, because we thought in our countries it would work well for the people. And then they would always ask, how is yoga actually music? You know, what are you talking about? So, and because they would ask this question, they thought this is a good thing, how to present kirtan, that actually yoga means to connect with the divine, and singing the holy names, this is how you're going to connect and so on. So actually we had a whole branding developed out of it. And we also answered first on the questions, for whom are we making this program? For new people, definitely. How many people do we want to have per concert? And it was 500. And so we were thinking, okay, how to now collect 500 people for each evening? You know, we had 5-3 concerts and then also workshops. So we had 8 events. And then we went to the media. And we told them, you know what, America, whatever they do, whatever is the trend in America, it moves to Europe and then it moves to the Balkans, right? So we said, well, in America, there is this huge trend, and it's about the meditation music, kirtan, which has started, and you know there are 20 million people singing, and all yoga communities are developing, and now it also moves to Europe. And why are we always 20 years late? Okay, you know, let's do something like this. So, and then we presented definitely kirtan as we said it's really devotional songs or mantras which are chanted, but they're really good to make us relax, to come to some sacred space inside and so on. So we had a whole PR strategy behind, you know, what are we talking, what are we communicating. Then we made big posters, we really announced it, we made a web page, we had, you know, like logo, everything developed, and then the sales started. And so we were also thinking, okay, if you're making this tour now, how to attract people, that was also one other thing. And we thought, yeah, let's go to different yoga schools and different other alternative groups and so on, and let's tell them about what we want to start. And let's tell them that we really wish to establish kirtan. We said the same thing, it's missing in the Balkans, because they know a little bit of kirtan. And we really want, after this big tour, to make it a monthly event in all of these towns, so that people can come together, sing together. And it was really Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mercy. The people were so enthusiastic, and they all replied, yes, we want to come, we want to support you, and so on. So when the tour was over, and it was really a very successful tour, because the media was just, we brought out to the news, because they didn't know who is Krishnadas, and we heard that Krishnadas had some shootings with Madonna, but not that they're good friends. But we said, Krishnadas, you know, somebody who has breakfast with Sting and lunch with Madonna, something like this. So people just jumped on it. And you have to be really courageous with the media. And then they all came to see who is this Krishnadas, and they wanted to film. And then they made a lot of interviews with Maharaj and Krishnadas, and they really explained, because everybody was so eager to know, what is this? What is this country music, kirtan, and so on. So the news spread around, and it went to really magazines like, I don't know, weekly magazines, but also magazines like, you know, these political, economical magazines, you have cultural parts. So it was really like, wow, something big is happening.
TVs also.
Yes, TVs. And then the name, Yoga is Music, actually, the brand, you know, the name stayed in people's minds. And then afterwards, Philip was together with other devotees. He did this in Croatia, and then we had in Bosnia one devotee, Tara Chaitanya Prabhu. Now we have also Slovenia, and we have more cities in Croatia. Then they took upon this name, and they started organizing monthly events. So in all these yoga schools and some people who came for the big concerts, they were impressed. Wow, it's really good. And they made an experience. That's the most important thing. They really made an experience, a deep spiritual experience. But deep experience in during the concert, so they were willing to come again. And for the next program, which was organized, first next program, we had 80 new people in Zagreb. And from there on, devotees had really seen and developed these programs further, and people were coming always in numbers between 60 and 80. And then Philip had wonderful ideas to, for example, and this is what happens when you really do something, when you just make a step out and you start organizing something on a regular basis, then you really start also getting lots of experience, how to do a program, how to make the atmosphere, how to invite people, what do people want, what they don't want. Then Philip recognized very nicely that it's better to move each of these monthly events to a new yoga school, to a new place, not to be fixed only on one, because people then might feel like, okay, that's the program of that school, but let's make it more universal. Then let's invite also other groups, to give them slots that they also sing, even though they're not devotees. So it really becomes like a sangha, and of those lovers of kirtan. And then Philip came with another brilliant idea, which was, let's now make something which is called a kirtan circle. And what is a kirtan circle? It means we will all sit in a circular hall, which he rented, and we will invite many other groups also, we will sing together, and so on and so on. And it developed so nicely that nowadays it's really spreading very, very well. And yoga's music has become, as the name really, like, or something very popular, that even in Sarajevo, devotees told me, they organized an evening, yoga's music evening, and Maharaj came from Vrindavan, and they said, and Sachinanda Swami, special guest, is there, and you know, many people saw Sachinanda Swami also at Krishnadas at that time in Sarajevo, so 2 years, or 1.5 years later, he's coming again. And then they organized this evening, and parallel to this evening, the Indian embassy was organizing a program, and the organizers have been then called by some event people who are organizing events in the town and said, hey, you're organizing something based on Indian culture and so on, but all people were at least interested in Indian culture to go to that yoga's music evening because it's so popular. So either make it some other day or do something about it. They will not come. So then they phoned Dharana Chaitanya Prabhu, who is managing this in Bosnia, and they said, we even invited an Indian ambassador from Hungary to come. what should we do? And can he come to your program and then address the people from there? So, you know, many things started happening. There's also many other projects are actually now calling yoga's music and asking, can we do something with you? We are doing this in a festival in the town, and it will be so wonderful to cooperate. And yes, I mean, it really, we said it's a story of success, because from zero, really, like, not having even the term kirtan established, just because it's the yoga dharma, and because really working based on faith, that if you really do something for kirtan, like Madhava said, that Madhava Prabhu Kirtaniya, that's what he did. He just recognized, I want to serve the holy name, and let me completely give myself into it. And nowadays he supports us also. So we really wish to encourage you to don't feel shy, to think of many, many ideas, and don't feel people won't accept it. They're really eager. Then they come to a program make this deep spiritual experience. And I also want to tell you that for any practical questions of how to make such a program, starting from how to greet the guests, how to arrange the atmosphere, how to arrange the hall, how to make posters and flyers, what to do with Facebook, what if the hall is long, which you have rented, and not if the hall is more like this, like rectangular shaped. Philip has so many now experiences. Like, if it's a hall like this, he was just telling me, it's better to have a circular kirtan because it brings the atmosphere together. Otherwise, people spread in the room and then you cannot catch them and they cannot really meditate. But if it's really a long hall, it's better you are, you know, standing there, and because people will somehow fit, you know, it's more that they will squeeze in, and so on and so on. So all these questions you can really ask for Philip. He can provide you with so many details.
I can say that yoga You guys knew this project is thought to be actually an international, not just Falcon Limited project. So we, you are all kindly invited to take part in it. We have developed guidebooks for organizing this, some tips, and also recorded meetings with Maharaj so that we can get really an insight what it's all about. And we are, for months, we are trying to put up the website, which is thought to be a Kirtan portal with all the events of Kirtan around the world. That we have just one meeting place to exchange, to get insights, to really also to exchange things. And you can, this is the idea, to download all Kirtans, videos, photos, everything from that part of the scene. One thing that I would say that people today, especially yoga scenes or people who are inclined to take to spiritual life, they are fascinated by the idea of unity, to do things together. And so this is one thing that we all should have. They have the component of Sant Kirtan. They have just Sant, not with any Kirtan. For all the things, we can maybe make an email list so we can get the link or news about the developing this. And that. Okay.
Are there any like follow-up cultivation things or anything? So when the people come to the event, is there anything that you did to follow up or? Yeah.
We are now developing a concept for those who are more interested to make Kirtan Sanghas, where they can come, you know, privately in the apartment and so on. But also they are invited to the temple. And the follow-up is,
yeah,
you can say also something.
You can. This is. We can do the last big meeting which we had in Serbian camps. We thought of yoga's music like an island, which has its certain rules that are pretty wide and enables really this diversity to come to one place, to respect the diversity, but also to give that part of unity. So we have yoga's music. On certain, we have, by the experience, we have developed, let's say, like rules, better say suggestions, and to follow up people towards their spiritual path, which we want to share Krishna consciousness, of course, will be taught as another island. That is another project. This is, let's say that this is one step. And the other, they came up. A lot of tendencies came up to transform this project into more or less devotional.
Mm-hmm.
But it somehow, for now, in Zagreb or in certain places in Balkan, it functions just the way it is.
Mm-hmm.
For the next step, we need the next program. This means we do this monthly Kirtan evenings. So the next step would be to maybe organize Kirtan workshop, which would be based on weekly, maybe smaller groups, maybe instrument teaching, maybe a little bit more of the background philosophy of it. And then there are the plans of small retreats, you can call them small retreats, you can like weekends together and stuff like that. So, by the way, but this is actually the thing is that the people get friends with devotees. this is how they really develop affinity to maybe come to visit the temple. We have here two examples of our Mika and Anna Maria, who are actually got in contact with this great philosophy, Vaishnava culture, through these events. And they, this is how it works, heart to heart, they make friends and but to do what they become. No, but we are trying to make keep it really, really simple. So we organize a place where people can come together, invite really possibly the best kirtan here in town, a musical level we try to keep high, the decoration, smell after the prasad, the snack prasad or something like that. And all based on donations. This is one thing. We don't charge them in advance, so we put suggested donations. Somehow we leave to them if they want to reciprocate or not. So this is how it generally works. No. We keep this one of the rules of this yoga music project, that everybody are equal, whether they are devotees, they are followers of Sai Baba or Mahishwarananda or Ravi Shankar, whatever. We have all equal rules, so nobody comes with the books, so we don't come with the books. Nobody is preaching philosophy directly, so we are not preaching. There are not promotions of other events. Come to the temple, and there is, I don't know what. We are keeping, maybe with the, all are invited to leave the promotional material, but this is, in any way. If you desire to know more details and want to engage, you contact me personally. We can maybe take one sheet to have an email list, and so not to keep the Mahabharata.
Thank you.
Okay. Yes,
I think it's a wonderfully inspiring story of how, you know, when you have faith that you can actually do this, but really Lord Chaitanya's mercy goes. I think somewhere in the Shastra that whenever and whoever takes the holy name to a place that has not gone before, that personally accompanies them. I don't think I'm saying it exactly. And here you're just, you know, personifying that. I think, you know, people are just doing fantastic. Keep it up.
So, yeah. Hare Krishna.
Does somebody know where the Bhima went from?
The Bhima?
Mm-hmm. The projector? Mm-hmm. No. It's not here, it's from usually.
There's something which looks like a Bhima. No?
No, the speakers, but they never need them.
We are all a little bit, a new festival is coming, so it's all. Krishna. It's so nice to see. It's a temple where things are happening, isn't it? Can you see? Hare Krishna. No, time problem. So we are almost, we have reached our end. I would like to now make a practical suggestion. I would, I would like you to form groups. I think we should form groups of three or of four, yes. And I will give you assignments. And maybe the easiest way to form groups of four is if we all count from one to four, one, two, three, four, one, two, three, four. And you need to keep in mind what is your number. When you have said one, when your number is one, then you will be in the group of the ones. When you have said two, then you will be in the group of the twos. And like that. So it's not just one, two, three, four, five. Four. One, two, three, four. But you have to remember your number and then find appropriate numbers. And then I will give you a task. It is really a wonderful exercise. So please do your starting, do your counting.
One, two, three, four. One.
Remember, it, you are one, yes. So, I would suggest here is number one. Please, all the ones, come here. Here is number two. All the number.
There is number three. All the number threes go there. And there in this beautiful corner, the green Hari Rama, is number four.
I'm coming to Zagreb. I think this is more than this.
Sometime towards maybe 8 p.m. or something available to come also to the
meeting. You can write to me personal email.
Yes.
Was it very inspiring? Wonderful. We can do it in 6 months. We've got one devotee, one of the hotel. Full story hotel.
Are you also connected to Sophia? Bulgaria?
Yeah, he's the president of Sophia.
And you?
I'm serving in South Africa.
Yeah.
I come with the medical programs here.
So, Hare Krishna, now comes your questions for the group work. Hare Krishna. Imagine you are now an organizational committee. Yes? And you as a committee have to organize kirtan sanghas or groups which will do kirtan. So you have to now first of all, choose a secretary. Like if I would be in the group number four, I would immediately choose Vrinda Kumari as a secretary. She is the natural secretary and has even the spectacles of a secretary. You have to ask this, choose a secretary of your newly formed organizational team.
And then you have to discuss the second thing, these five questions. How would you organize a Kirtan Sangha? Second question, what would you name your program? Is it called the Kirtan Revolution, or what is your program? Who is your target group? Hare Krishna. Who would you like to address, in other words? Fourth question, how would you announce the program when you would make a program? And five, how would you structure the program? It's a program, I should actually say it better. Where you teach Haribol, teach about Kirtan. Huh? Is that correct? Where you teach about Kirtan. So, my suggestion is that you brainstorm these ideas and you have a secretary who notes down all the ideas, and you can give your secretary your email, and then the secretary sends you per email a list of your suggestions. And in this way you start already your Kirtan thing. Do you understand what I'm saying? So first step is choose your talented secretary. Second step, brainstorm like anything, ideas, how... Hello. Good afternoon. Second point is, how will you teach about the holy name? And then the secretary will note down all the ideas and send it to you on the email. And in this way, you start already the whole process. Okay? So I wish you the most successful, the most wonderful, the most fruit-bringing organizational meeting. Make it an interesting meeting, not a boring meeting. And please start now. You have not much time, unfortunately. This is... for, I think, 15 minutes, huh? Yes.
Are we going to go through the points individually, or as a group are we organising something? Because I'm just thinking practically when we go home, is it like our own thing that we're going to follow through? Or?
Yeah, I would say, that's a very good idea. You are asking the right question. I would think it's more or less the own. That's how we divide it. It's the Hare Krishna. Welcome. Are you sure here? That you're on the right. Bist du sicher, dass du am richtigen Ort bist? Okay. it's really a brainstorm for you to get ideas from others. So it's the own program which you get. How could you organize it? I would, for instance, say, well, if I would be in the group, I go all over the world and preach about this. But if I would not be Sachinanda Swami, a simple boy from Hamburg, I would say, I would talk to my friend Lorenz, and then what would you name your program? I wouldn't know immediately a name, but I have a target group that is those who are my friends in the temple or in the congregational group whom I would like to invite. How would you announce the program? Well, I would put an announcement in Facebook, or I would maybe announce the group in such a announce the program that I just put a little note in the temple blackboard, come to me, I have a good home and prasadam, and we will sing Kirtan and talk about Kirtan like this. So it's really, and I think the benefit of doing it is that we all can give some idea which we will profit from.
Maharaj, would it help if each group perhaps picked, say, one real life target group that somebody is wanting to do these programs for, and then just focus on that person's example? So from everyone in each group, if somebody has a real group in mind that they want to organise these for, and then we all answer those questions in relation to that particular group, would that be helpful?
I think maybe you're pointing on something because you are already organised and you would like to get maybe suggestions.
I'm just saying everybody's from different yathras, so people may have different target groups in mind, but we need to answer the questions in relation to a specific group.
No. You can say, I'm Rangabini and I'm yoga teacher in London, and I would like to organize kirtan evenings for my yoga students, and how would I like to name the program? Just
okay,
and then somebody else can say their own. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. I.
The secretary.
And everybody's their own secretary.
It's a group presentation, if I'm not wrong.
What is exactly the assignment? Well, the purpose of this exercise is, you want to know the purpose of the exercise. It is to talk to each other about how can you become teachers of the holy name. That's the subject. And how will you go about doing this? And you tell maybe into the group what you could do in this fashion. Maybe the group, maybe what you are right, maybe we shouldn't talk. Krishna, what should we do?
No, we have two ideas, actually. One idea is that you develop something like a group now, and then you present it. Is it really practical? Is it going to help you when you go back home? If you now develop here, okay, imaginary, let's make a concert, tour, something. You know, it will stay on an imaginary platform. If you do now as a group something to present here, but if you really concretely say, for instance, somebody of you here is maybe not doing something practically now, but would like to listen how do others feel, so he or she will feel more confident, you know, when he or she hears different ideas and how devotees are dealing and so on. So it was basically really just a brainstorm and more like sharing, because we didn't have, you know, like an introduction part and share who you are and what you are doing and so on. But at some other times, we can also organize these type of things. Okay, let's now divide you into groups, and say organize a kirtan sangha. So it's something very specific. And then like four people in a group can think about ideas and present them, but you're really time-bound, so we're not able to do this today.
Yeah, I think also, it's very simple, that you should, as an individual person, share with your group answers to these questions, and then you should experiment with your own answers for 1 year, and after a year has passed, we will all come together and you will all share your success stories. that's the idea, right? So talk about something you could do, and talk about the points which you actually can do. Maybe we should have a sixth point. Share your own creative idea. You know, in other words, nothing of the point.
Exactly. You can be free to work.
Yeah.
But those are just some guidelines to help you get into the discussion.
Yeah. Again, I feel it's very important. We are almost clear now. I'm sorry, maybe we were a little bit over-retreated. So the idea here is everyone just talk about what could you do to become a teacher of the holy name. That's the real question. And these are just some ideas to get you started. Huh? But the real thing is, maybe you write in big letters, what could you do to become a teacher? No, before everything, under group work, what could you do to become a teacher of the holy name? right? And you just throw that in the into the audience, and everyone will benefit and get an email.
Yeah, we are 13 people, so if everyone says we should keep it to 1 minute, so that we fit into the 13 minutes.
Yeah, right. Because in one group you are 13 people, or something, or 12. Therefore, you cannot talk for 5 minutes, because 13 times 5. My God, that is too much for a retreat. Just try to keep it short and brief. In a one or two sentence statement,
but maybe also somebody will say, "I would just like to listen."
And someone care. Just wants to listen, huh? So but don't be an eternal listener. If you want to become a teacher, start now. How do you
Ja, nein, die Idee war, dass die wirklich so ein Groupwork machen und das präsentieren, nicht? Also hier, weißt du. Aber dann ging das um die Information, okay, jetzt teilt einfach mit, was ihr machen wollt und so weiter, aber es ist auch okay. Es war nur nicht von Anfang an klar, aber es ist okay, es ist wirklich okay. Ich glaube, das wurde so gerettet, dass das niemand gemerkt hat. Es war nur so. Wenn du mich fragst. Da braucht man auch ein bisschen eine Gedankenenergie, die auch reinstecken muss. Im Voraus. Also ein bisschen mit dir und so. Also, dass man das Gefühl hat, wenn man von hier rausgeht, dass man sich empowered fühlt oder trainiert oder mehr diese Confidence bekommt. Also jetzt könnte ich was machen. Vielleicht, dass es mehr in dieser Stimmung ist, nicht so Informationen und Punkte runterfahren, sondern mehr in der Stimmung. Weißt du, dass die Worte, wenn sie seine Person verlassen, dass sie wirklich von, oh ja, jetzt könnte ich was machen.
Also wie immer bei diesen Sachen muss ich sagen, ja.
Aber ich finde,
wir haben hier ein
Abgesetzt.